T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. He joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. All right, so $1.6 billion is what the legislature has to spend in the upcoming session. Do you think there's going to be any political maneuvering and fighting over that money?
Well, I don't think it would be politics if there wasn't political maneuvering and fighting. I mean, especially
here.
Defined.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of things that have been done positive last year, and I think even going into this year, with respect to the debt that the state owes the federal government associated with the coastal restoration and the protection debt payment of $1.1 billion. They put $400 million to it last year. I think they're planning to put another $400 million to it this year. And that payment is due by 2023, or else we have to pay interest in arrears, et cetera, that could balloon that note up to $3 billion. So, you know, hopefully with some of this stuff that's one-time money, they continue to make better decisions on those types of allocations.
And honestly, the key word there is hopefully, because it is the Louisiana legislature. And collectively as a group, I'm still waiting for NASA to discover intelligent life in the Louisiana legislature, but that'll be a topic for another show. But this you know, this money, yeah, everybody's going to fight for their part of it, and that's part of politics. I understand that. But I know it's going to get ugly. I know it's about greed, and everybody's going to want it. And I hope, like you, that they spend the money in the right way.
Well, and I think one of the things that can help with that, to pull back the curtain a little bit, is just asking we as the general public, asking for more transparency on what those funds are being used for. And then also having conversations with your state and local officials in wanting to ensure that not only is this something that they're going to do so that it has an immediate impact, so that when they go running for reelection, there are things they can say, well, look what we were able to do. But what are we doing to plan for the future of the state? What are we doing to ensure that this one-time money can be used? I mean, look, we have, $14 billion worth of backlog associated with infrastructure. And our infrastructure, especially in Southeast Louisiana, is different than a lot of states because we have so many bridges and elevated roadways. But a $14 billion backlog that could have a tremendous economic, at least in my opinion, tremendous economic impact on the state to attracting new companies. You know, there are things that we could do with early childhood health care. But it's we can't get drunk on the money, if you will, that's coming in, because not only is it $1.6 billion there, we also still have $1.3 billion that is left over from the federal pandemic relief money. And that has restrictions on it as well. So I think we also need to ensure that we're not duplicating efforts, because a lot of that pandemic money and other things that came into the state, they have restrictions on them. There are certain things that they can be used for. Broadband. It's amazing in this day and age with what we do. We have areas in the state they don't have access to broadband. So let's make sure that when we're using these one-time funds that we're not duplicating efforts, and let's use the money efficiently.
You know, when you talked about doing things that they can tell the voters that they did when it comes to reelection, you know, you touch on something that I often talk about, which is the goal of a politician is not to necessarily do what's in the best interest of the people or do for the people. It's to do things that get them elected and get them reelected. And it's a sad reality in politics today. And for a state that is so broke, it's amazing that there's $1.1 billion in federal pandemic money that still needs to be spent.
Well, and I think part of that has to do with the fact that there are restrictions associated with it. And there are things that need to be done, and whether it's studies or whatever the case may be, in order to put those funds out. But I will tell you from the standpoint, I do know in talking with other leaders in other parts of our region, of the New Orleans metropolitan region, there are a handful and a half of shovel-ready projects, infrastructure projects, in each parish, you know, St. Tammany, Tangipahoa, Jefferson, Orleans, that are shovel-ready, meaning they're already ready to go. They just need the funding. Well, those would be great when you have this one-time funding and you need to put it out there. Let's get those projects going. Let's address some of the needs that we have.
And when those projects become reality, then people work, and it's money that goes to local people who are working on the projects, and then they can take some of that money and put it in Metairie Bank.
We welcome it. Absolutely. We welcome it. Being a community bank, those are all the things that, look, without vibrant communities, community banks don't exist. So we it's a hand in glove kind of a thing, and we take great pride in being able to be out and support our communities as best as we possibly can. We're the, you know, we as community bankers, we're the same people. We'll see you in the grocery store. We'll see you, you know, at Jazz Fest, all of the different things that we're now, you know, good Lord willing, we have the ability to take part in a lot of good festivals and Mardi Gras and things like that, to where, you know, all of that means something to us. You know, the monies and the deposits that come to Metairie Bank, they stay local. And we take great pride in that, especially as we celebrate 75 years of being in business and being a community bank.
Yeah, it's where I got my first car loan. Yeah, I'll never stop thanking Metairie Bank for giving me a car loan a long time ago. I think the note was $53 a month, but man, I just, you know, I felt like I was on top of the world getting this car loan. I mean, you lent me money, and I was working at a grocery store as like a cashier and a bagger and racking bottles and things like that. So thank you. Paul, thank you for your time and your expertise.
Well, you're welcome for my time, but if you're thinking I have expertise, maybe that's another conversation.
I think you got plenty of expertise, especially, you know, when it comes to this show. You know, you're bringing a lot of credibility to our show, and we do appreciate that.
Well, hey, look, I was listening earlier, and I'm glad you didn't ask me to weigh in on the big crab debate or the boom debate.
All right, Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President of Metairie Bank. Thank you again for your time and expertise, Paul.
Thank you. Have a great day, Scoot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.